Knowing him. Job said, I have heard of him by the hearing of the ear. Somebody told me about him. He said, but now my eye seeth thee. My eye seeth thee. I abhor myself. What was he saying? In other words, I despise myself. Why? When he came into the brilliant white light of God, he saw what he really was. Amen. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. He said, I abhor myself. Hallelujah. David said to Solomon, know the Lord. Know the Lord. Amen. If you really know him, God will take care of you. He's going to meet your needs. He's going to bless you as long as you obey him and really know him. Not just know about him. A lot of people know about the Lord tonight, but they don't know him. Isn't that right? Yes. The Apostle Paul said, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. Amen. And the fellowship of his suffering, what? Being made conformable unto his death. Knowing the Lord, really knowing God. Yes. Walking with him, loving him. The word of God say, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy mind, all thy soul, all thy strength. That's the first and great commandment. And the second one is like, namely unto it, what? Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I mean, that's some love, isn't it? That's agape love. You can't do it. You can't do it of yourself, can you? You cannot do it in yourself. You can't love people of yourself. The flesh can't do it. The Bible said, Jesus said, it is the spirit that quickeneth me to make alive. Hallelujah. The flesh profiteth what? Nothing. The words I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Amen. Amen. So we need to know the Lord tonight. Amen. And we have a pastor that preached the word of God. Let's don't take the word of God lightly. Amen. Let's do what it says. He that hear the word of God and don't do it is like a man that looking in a mirror. And as long as he's standing there, he know what he looked like, doesn't he? But when he turned and walked away, he forget what manner of man he was. Isn't that something? So we need to practice. We need to do what the Word of God says. And the Word of God is telling us some things to do tonight, isn't it? Amen. Amen. So we want to follow the Lord. We want to walk close to the Lord because God's faithful. Now, I got some food for thought tonight. You know, I've got Porsches. And today, the top Porsche, I lost the tooth. I lost the tooth. Tooth come out. But I'm going to do my best. I'm going to, hallelujah. God's still alive. God is still good. God is still faithful. Amen. So if you see me putting my hand up here, just to, so that'll help me bring out words, you know, you understand, a little clearer. Because the gospel needs to be preached with clarity. Isn't that right? The gospel, hallelujah. The Apostle Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Amen. For it is what? The power of God unto salvation unto everyone that believe. Amen. Unto the Jew first and also to the Greek. When Jesus came here, he brought the gospel first to the Jews, didn't he? So he came unto his own. And his own received him not. But to as many as received him, to them gave he power to what? To become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Amen. Hallelujah. So Jesus didn't come in vain, did he? He came on a mission, and he completed the mission. He fulfilled what God, hallelujah, what his Father sent him to do. He fulfilled that. And I thank God for his love and mercy and for his compassion tonight. Amen. If anybody needs love and mercy and compassion, I do. I need it. Amen. I need God's love. I need God's mercy. I need his compassion. But I thank him for it, though. Amen. God don't want us to wander around and be... He don't want us to be unthankful. He want us to be thankful. Amen. Amen? Amen. The Bible says give thanks. And all things give thanks. Hallelujah. God wants us to praise him. He wants us to honor and magnify his name. Well, he's good. He's good. Amen. He is so good. And that last song they were singing, great song, to know the Lord, to know him. Amen. He's good. I have some food for thought tonight. Let me get this together here. Some food for thought. Something to think about. Amen. Before I go into the message, I got it here somewhere. Oh, my. Oh, my. Thank you, Lord. You ever misplace something, get something out of place? My. Oh. Boy, what the devil is that? Somebody said, thank you, Jesus. Said, praise the Lord. Say, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've got it, or I've got it. Let me see if I can get these other specs on. Amen. Then I'll be able to get this food to thaw. Now, remember this? Now, I'm working on two songs for Christmas. I'm working on them. So that I don't think I get cold feet when I come, you know, Christmas Day. It's been a time I got cold feet. But keep praying. Say, Lord, don't let me get cold feet. So let him do. I'm going to do my best with the help of the Lord. And a violin to me is a monster. I mean, it's hard. You have to, whatever. There you go, brother. You practice. They said practice make perfect. I don't know about that. But practice does help, doesn't it? It makes perfect? All right, well, I hope so. Yeah, I progress some with the help of the Lord. Yeah, amen. It's encouraging. Sometimes I pick up that violin in practice, I feel like going on. Every time I feel like laying it down. But God's good, isn't it? Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother. Just practice and lay it down to get through, huh? Amen. That's good advice, brother Willie. Good advice, amen. God is good, isn't it? Thank God for that good advice tonight. All right. Food for thought. The title of this is God's Unlimited Forgiveness. Boy, I can't hardly see this. Boy. Well, I can't hardly see it. So it's small print. I don't know if I can do it justice. Huh? Let me do my best. I'll do my best. All right, the Lord. All right, this is Matthew 18:27. The Lord of that servant was moved with compassion, released him, and forgave him. Never limit God. Never limit God's forgiveness to you. There is no time, or there is no limit to his forgiveness and long suffering. Jesus told his disciples, I'm not going to read that because it's a little too small for me. You want to read it? Can you read it? Want to read it for me? Think you can see it good enough? Huh? Yeah, who want to read it for me? Can you see good? I mean, that one, that, yeah, that. Yeah, all of that whole thing, yeah. Mm-hmm. What?
My dear friend, never limit God's forgiveness to you. There is no limit to his forgiveness and long suffering. Jesus told his disciples, if thy brother trespass against thee seven times in a day, and seven times in a day turn again to thee, saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him Luke 17:4. Can you believe such a thing? Seven times a day, this person willfully sinned before my very eyes. Then says, I'm sorry. And I am to forgive him constantly. How much more will our Heavenly Father forgive his children who come in repentance to him? Don't stop to reason it out. There it is. Don't stop to reason it out.
Amen, brother.
And don't ask how or why he forgives so freely. Simply accept it. Jesus did not say, forgive your brother once or twice, then tell him to go and sin no more. Tell him that if he ever does it again, he will be cut off. Tell him he is a habitual sinner. No, Jesus called for unlimited, no strings attached forgiveness. Thank you, Father. It is God's nature to forgive. David said, for thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive, and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee. Psalm 86:5. God is waiting right now to flood your being with the joy of forgiveness. Thank you, Father.
Yes.
You need to open up all the doors and windows of your soul and allow his spirit to flood you with forgiveness. John speaks as a Christian wrote, he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. 1 John 2:2. According to John, the goal of every Christian is to sin not. That means the Christian is not bent towards sin, but instead leans toward God. But what happened when that God, can't even see that word, oh, leaning child sins?
Is it?
Mm-hmm. And if any man sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. 1 John 2:1. That's it on
Thank
that.
You very much.
That was good.
Isn't God good?
Yes, he is.
God is so good.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Now tonight, we're going to look at Psalms 24. Now, I'm going to read the whole Psalms, and then we're going to look at maybe about five verses. We'll see what God says about it. Psalms 24, we're going to read the whole Psalms. Let's see. What does it say here? Psalms 24, begin at verse 1. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, and who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob, Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. Let's bow our heads. Father, thank you for the word of God. Your word is forever settled in heaven, Lord.
Yes.
God, cleanse us through the washing of the water by the word. Move by thy spirit tonight, Lord God. Oh, God, speak through these lips of clay. Just have your way, Lord God. Oh, God, give us victory. Speak to us. Feed us through thy word. We thank you. Your word is truth, Lord God. Help us to walk in love and to do your will, Lord God. Bless us tonight and have your way in Jesus' name for the glory of God. Amen. Amen. Now, Psalms 24 said that this is a psalm when David, see that Jerusalem was in captivity for a while. And David had regained the city of Jerusalem. And they were getting ready to bring up the Ark of the Covenant. Now, the Ark of the Covenant, you know, is a box, you know, made of wood. And God told them to make this box and overlay it with gold within and without. Now, but God gave them some specific instructions about the Ark of the Covenant. Now, the Ark of the Covenant, really, it was among God's people, denoting the presence of God. Now, David was, listen to this now. David was getting ready to do the right thing in the wrong way, and he got in trouble. See, because God, when he told them to make this ark, he told them to put four rings, put rings around on each corner, rings on each corner. And the men of the tribe of, some men from the tribe of Levi were to carry this ark on their shoulders. If they put staves through there and carry it on their shoulders. That was the way God set it up for them to do it. Now the Philistines at one time got the ark, got God's ark and got in trouble, you know, and they sent it back on a cart, you know. So, but they got the ark back and had recaptured Jerusalem. And here, David's getting ready to bring up the ark, but listen to what he did. He knew how God said bring it up. He knew that. But he was so happy that they had recovered Jerusalem. He wanted to bring the ark up, and they had a lot of singers. Listen to what Josephus said. Say when the ark came up, this is a historian, Josephus, the Jewish historian, says that seven choirs of singers and musicians marched before the ark as it was brought into Mount Zion, which is the city of David or Jerusalem, all right? And so as they brought the ark up, David had them to, listen now, put it on a cart. An oxen was pulling the cart to bring the ark back into the city of Jerusalem. But David knew that wasn't right. And as they brought the ark, as they were bringing the ark in, the ark starts shaking. And a man named Uzziah, he reached back and touched it, and God killed him. See, because that was holy. The ark was holy. And it upset David. So David, he stopped the possession. They didn't bring the ark on in there. And then later on, David had him to do what was right, to bring it in. In other words, the Levites to carry it and put the stave and carry it on their shoulder like God said. See, God have a way, doesn't he? Amen. And when what God say do, he want us to do it that way. Not our way, but his way. Amen. Hallelujah. So they got the ark up. And when David finally brought the ark into Jerusalem, he danced before the Lord with all his might. Hallelujah. He danced. Hallelujah. David loved God. The Bible called him a man after God's own heart. Because he loved God. Hallelujah. So this is the Psalms that they say when he brought the ark up. David wrote this Psalms. It said David wrote this Psalm. And David said, look, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Verse 1, the world and they that dwell therein. Now, what we got to realize, the earth doesn't belong to the Republicans or the Democrats. It doesn't belong to the president. It doesn't belong to the communists, does it?
No.
The earth belongs to the Lord.
Amen.
So let's look at Genesis chapter 1, verses 9 and 10. Listen, talking about the earth. God made the earth. God made all things, didn't he?
Yes.
Hallelujah. And Genesis chapter 1, verses 9 and 10. Let's see what it says here. Genesis 1, verses 9 and 10. Let the water of the heaven be gathered together. And it was so, right? Mm-hmm. All right.
And let the dry land appear.
And let the dry land appear. And it was so. Mm-hmm.
And God called the dry land earth.
God called the dry land earth.
And the gathering together of the water he called seed.
Gathered together the water he called seed. Amen.
God saw that it was good.
Good. That's good. Now, you see, God made the earth. It belonged to him. You better believe it does.
Amen.
Everything belongs to God.
Amen.
Amen. God is faithful and true and holy. The heavens declare. The glory of God and the firmament show the heaven. Hallelujah. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. It all belonged to him. In the days of Noah. Listen at this now. In the days of Noah. We're talking about God's earth now. This is God's good green earth. God made it good, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
But now, men and women upon the earth that's ungodly, they corrupted. Genesis 6:11, I believe it is. Hold on. See, Jesus said, as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. I'm quoting scripture now. That's not what I'm saying. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall also become the Son of Man be. They were what? Eating, drinking, marrying, and giving in marriage. Until the day that Noah entered the ark and knew not until the flood came and took them all away. Now, why were they doing this? Read that verse there. The earth was corrupt. How did it get corrupt? Men corrupted it, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You better believe it. See, people that don't believe God and don't... A lot of people don't love God tonight. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Bible said people are haters of God. And Jesus said it, they hated me, but they're going to hate you. If you're going to take a stand for what Jesus stood for, people are going to hate you. Don't expect the world to love you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know what the word of God said? Woe be unto you when all men speak well of you. Isn't that right? When everybody is speaking well of a person, something wrong. Isn't that right? You ain't got no backbone. You ain't got no stand. If everybody's speaking well of you. If you're a Christian, the devil's going to hate you. Hallelujah. The devil. Hallelujah. We've got to stand for the Lord. And that Satan can't come in here and sit in this seat and be comfortable. Isn't that right? He can't come and sit in me. I know one time in Nashville years ago, I was preaching one night. And this lady came in. She was sitting on the front row there. And I was preaching the word of God. And she said, ooh, ah. Something jumped and ran out. See, because the word of God was going forth. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Hallelujah. God is faithful.
Yeah.
The devil hates the word. And the Bible says, what does it say there in verse 11?
The earth also was corrupt before God.
Yes.
The earth was filled with violence.
It was filled with violence. That's been why God destroyed it. That's been why God destroyed the in Noah's day. He brought a flood, didn't he? He gave the people a chance to get saved, didn't he? God is merciful. How long did Noah build that ark? 120 years. He built the ark. Lord said, prepare an ark for the saving of your house. He prepared that ark. 120 years building that ark. Because God had told him, he knew he had heard the voice of God. When you hear the voice of God, obey. Don't let nobody change your mind. Don't care what nobody say. If you know you've heard God, be obedient to God. Obey God. Do what God say if you know you've heard him. So Noah knew he had heard God. And Noah and his son, he had some sons. They built that ark. 120 years, they built the ark on dry land. That was faith, wasn't it?
Amen.
Why? Because it never had rained. It had never rained in Noah's day. They didn't know what rain was. But Noah knew he had heard what God said. It's going to rain. Hallelujah. So they built that ark. And God called Noah and his family into the ark. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And they went in. And God closed the door. And it began to rain. My, my, my. Oh, it rained. 40 days and 40 nights it rained. Hallelujah. Everything was covered with water. But that ark was, thank God, that was the safety zone. Amen. Amen. The word of God said the name of the Lord, what? Is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and it's safe. We have a safe, we have a safety zone tonight. Isn't that right? Yeah. We do. We're living in a world, a dark, cold world. Hallelujah. But we have a faithful God. And we heard our pastor say a lot. A faithful God. He's faithful, isn't it? We can depend on God. But God wants to be able to depend on you and me, doesn't he? Hallelujah. He depended on Noah. And Noah got the job done. But when it started raining, the people began to holler. They wanted to get in. But it was too late. Noah couldn't open the door. See, Noah might have, you know, if he had been possible, he might have tried. He couldn't do it. He could not do it. Amen. And everybody outside all got drowned. Hallelujah. God destroyed the earth with water because of corruption, because of sin. 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 Hallelujah. What's the word God say about sin? Righteousness exalted for nation. But sin is a reproach to any people. Isn't that right? Sin. Is a reproach to any people. But if you live right, it exalts a nation. God will bless. God's hand is there to bless and strengthen and to keep and deliver.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Those that walk up right before him. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Master. God is so good, isn't it? God is so good. The earth. Talking about God's good green earth. That man had corrupted. Lord's going to take it back, isn't it? Hallelujah. It's going to be a new earth. Coming time, it's going to be a new earth. But now, on this earth here, the Bible said God is not willing the any should perish. But the all should do what? Come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come. What? As a thief in the night, in the which, listen, the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements, what? Shall melt with fervent heat, the earth also, and the works of the dying shall be what? Burned up. Seeing that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be? In all holy conversation and godliness, hasting. Looking to and coming unto the day of the Lord. You know, God's people should be looking for the Lord to come. Wanting them to come. Wanting them to return. Don't you want him to return? Yes. Why? This is not our home. Amen. Is this your home? Not mine. Hallelujah. We're just passing through. And the Bible talks about heaven. Talks about earth. Heaven is God's throne.
Amen.
And earth is his footstool. Amen. Got a big God, haven't we? Thank God. Hallelujah. And we're his children upon the earth.
Amen.
He said, we're the light of the world.
Yes,
a city that sit on a hill which cannot be hidden.
Yes.
Neither do men light a candle and put it on the bushel, but on the candlestick. And put it up high, you know, give light unto all that come into in. Isn't that right? And we're the salt of the earth. If the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salt? It's good for nothing but be cast out and trodden under foot of men. My God. Hallelujah. So God is telling us to live right, live holy,
amen,
live pure.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen?
Hallelujah. We own God's good green earth. While we're here, let's make sure we do the things that please him.
Amen?
Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He wants us to do the things that please him. So what does it say here? The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof the world, and they that dwell therein. Everything belongs to God. Man think he's the boss, doesn't he? A lot of men think they're the boss. A lot of men think they got things sold up. But they don't. It's all in God's hands. God can You know, people have things. God permit people to have a lot of things sometimes. And sometimes people don't have a lot. But some people have a lot and they think they big boss. They say, look, I own all of this. I own all of that. But no, it belongs to the Lord. Amen. Isn't that right? And he want us to recognize that it belongs to him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, God's got some rich people that serve him. Isn't that right? There's some rich that serve him. But, you know, a lot of rich people don't serve God. That's the reason why the Bible gives warnings to charge them that are rich in this world. Listen to what it says now. Charge them that are rich in this world. That what? That they be not high-minded. Amen. Nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God. Amen. Which giveth us richly all things to enjoy. That they do good, be rich in good works. Amen. Hallelujah. Ready to distribute. Willing to communicate. Thank God. That's what God, see, God gives us warnings then. He gives us instruction if we'll take heed. We're living in the end time. We're living on God's good green earth. And let's make sure, saints of God, that we live holy and pure. As we go through here, we're just passing through. And we don't know when our time's come, do we? We don't know when God's going to take us out of here. That's why he said, be ye also ready. You know not the day nor the hour the Son of Man coming. But when you're living holy and pure, you're ready to meet him. You can come in the time, can't it? And we'll welcome his coming. Songs, he's coming soon. He's coming soon with joy. We'll welcome his returning. It may be eve, morning, night, and noon, but we know he's coming soon. Amen. We know he's coming. How do we know that? The signs that we can see. And Jesus spoke about signs in Matthew 24, Luke 21, Mark 13. He spoke about the signs of coming. Signs of his coming. Hallelujah. And it's soon. We can see him. Hallelujah. The signs say, a song to the signs of the time everywhere. There's a stirring in the air. Keep your eyes upon the eastern sky. Hallelujah. I can't think no more of the words. Y'all know how I am with songs. I can't. Hallelujah. But anyway, keep our eyes on Jesus. Keep eyes on the Lord. Keep our eyes on heavenly things. Yeah. Amen. Because we know he's coming soon. But what is he coming after? What's he coming after? A church. Isn't that right? A people that's ready to meet him. People that's looking for him. A people that welcoming him. Hallelujah. Because the world, they're without God. Hallelujah. They're without God. And when you're without God, you're lost. Isn't that right? Amen. Amen. All right, let's look at verse 2 here, and then we'll just finish up tonight on verse 2. Hallelujah. of 24, Psalms 24. Let's just see what it says here in verse 2 of Psalms 24. Hallelujah.
Well, he has founded it upon the sea.
Uh-huh.
And established it upon the flood.
Amen. God did that, didn't he? The earth.
Amen.
The earth. We read those scriptures. Read Psalm 89 again, verse 11. I guess you read them. Psalm 89, verse 11. And let's remember the Lord, the earth belonged to the Lord. We Christians, we know that. We know the earth belonged to the Lord. A lot of hard-headed men out here think they own something. They don't own nothing. Not really. I mean, God loaned us stuff, doesn't he? Give us stuff to use, but none of it belong to us.
Psalm 89, verse 11.
Uh-huh.
The heaven are yours, the earth also is yours, the world and all its fullness, you have founded them.
Wait a minute. We need to read that again. What does it say now?
The heaven are yours.
Stop. The heavens are yours, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who's it talking about? The heavens are whose? It's God, isn't that right? The heavens are yours. Lord, the heavens are yours. What else?
The earth also is yours.
Y'all hear that? The earth is yours, Lord. The earth also is yours. Oh, Mr. So-and-so over here said, hey, this is mine. He said, this is mine. Hallelujah. You know, some people just, I heard one man singer. Y'all heard of Willie Nelson, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
He just said when he died, just burn him. He said, burn him. He said, burn him. You know, some people just, you know, that God bless people and they go through the land, you know, and he can sing and play guitar pretty good. But he don't know the Lord. Isn't that sad? But I heard him, you know, I was watching something on TV, and Willie Nelson was on there, and he said, when he died, just burn him, smoke him, burn him. Isn't that something? See, people that know God don't talk that way, do they? See, I mean, people are way out in left field, some of them. Hallelujah. But God is calling. Isn't that right? The word of God say, the mighty God, even the Lord has spoken. Listen to what it said now. And call the earth. I think it's Psalm 50, verse 1. Look at that. See if that's that verse. Hallelujah. I think that's the verse. I think that's what that said. Hallelujah. Yeah. What does it say?
The mighty one.
Uh-huh. The mighty one, the mighty God.
God the Lord has spoken.
Stop. Go slow. God the Lord have spoken. Listen, when God speak, he wants people to listen to what he got to say. God just don't speak just to be speaking. He got something to say, and we need to tune our ears need to be in tune to what he's saying. Mighty God, even the Lord has spoken. What did he say?
Has spoken and called the earth.
And he called what? He called the earth. God spoken and called the earth. What?
From the rising of the sun.
From the rising of the sun. And the sun rises every morning, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Let's stop a minute. The sun rises every morning somewhere, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Now, right now, the sun is down here, isn't it? Mm-hmm. But it's somewhere, it's up. Isn't that right? Some part of the world, the sun is up. The sun have a circuit. God made that sun and put it out there and told it to shine, and it haven't stopped. It's not going to stop until God tells it to stop. Hallelujah. But man is a man that's so hard-headed. We're hard-headed, aren't we? God help us to deny ourselves, Lord, and draw close to you. Hallelujah. Glory. God have called the whole earth, what? Called the earth, right? From the rising of the sun
to its going down.
Isn't that something? Why? Because it belonged to him, and he controlled it.
Amen.
He controlled the sun, the moon, the stars. Isn't that right? He controlled all of the rain. God controlled that. Isn't that right? Doesn't he control that?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Remember when the prophet Elijah, he prayed to God. He told the people, it's not going to be no rain, according to my word. And he prayed, and God closed up the heaven for 3 years and 6 months. It didn't rain on the earth.
Amen.
Why? Because God controls it. And after that 3 years and 6 months, he went out and prayed again. And God sent abundant rain because it all belonged to God.
Amen.
It's all in the hands of God.
Yes.
Isn't that right? It's in God's hands. Yes. Hallelujah. So, saints of God, let's really make sure that we know the Lord. Let's make sure that we know him. And look up that scripture. This is homework for you. For David told Solomon to know the Lord. Know the Lord. He did. David said, Solomon said, know the Lord. And he told him what he would do if he know God and walk right before him, what he would do. Hallelujah. And God wants us to know him tonight, to know him, not just know about him, to know him, to walk close to him. Praise God. He's faithful. And he loves us with an everlasting love. He loves us. Hallelujah. He loves us, doesn't he?
Amen.
Greater love have no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend. He laid down his life for us. Let me ask you something. Did he lay his life down for us when we was good and kind and sweet?
No.
He didn't? But when did he lay it down?
While
we was yet sinners, Christ died for us, didn't he? Thank God. While we was yet sinners. Why did he die for us? Because he loved us. Why did he love us? Because we were sinners. And we needed him. We needed help. We needed help, didn't we? Thank God. And he wouldn't just turn us away. And Jesus, you know what? Jesus saw the death he was going to die was a horrible death. He knew that. When he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, he prayed, didn't he? He said, Father, if it be possible, move this cup. Let it pass from me. Nevertheless, not mine will, but thine be done. Hallelujah. He came to die, didn't he?
Amen.
Thank God. He came on a mission. Amen. He came to die that we might be saved.
Amen.
Praise God. But he don't make nobody get saved, does he? He give us chance after chance after chance. And he's calling us to himself. He's calling us to himself. Isn't that right? Amen. Because he's God. And beside him there are no other God. Who have a God like our God? Who have a God like our God?
Nobody.
Amen. He's the only true God, isn't he? That many idol gods, you know, false gods, gods that can't do nothing, can't say nothing, can't, they just don't do nothing. Huh? Can't speak, can't hear, can't do nothing, can't walk. My God. A God like that ain't nothing, is it? But thank God for our mighty God, our Father, one that loves us. He loves us. Thank God he loves us. Praise God. He's merciful and kind to us. Hallelujah. He's faithful to us. We got a faithful God. Isn't that right? And that's when we're talking about faithfulness today. Amen. And this Brother Dougie, he brought out a scripture in our men's breakfast. He brought this scripture out because Pastor Bill was talking about faithfulness. And Brother Doug, he brought this scripture out. What is that scripture again? Great scripture. Great scripture. Let's get it again, brother. Let's get that scripture again. What does it say? Proverbs what? Hallelujah. See, God is looking for faithfulness. He wants us to be faithful, doesn't he?
Amen.
Doesn't he want us to be faithful? Yes, he does. Proverbs 25, what?
25:19.
Let's read that. What does it say? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank God. Isn't God good?
Yes,
pray that God will help us, help my sweetheart and I to really... Please the Lord.
Confidence.
Go ahead.
Confidence in an unfaithful man is time of trouble is like a broken tooth.
Confidence in a man in time of trouble. Thank you. You had to help me, you know. You have to help me out. Thank you. Confidence in an unfaithful man.
In a time of trouble.
And listen, let's get this tonight. And then I got one more scripture I want to give y'all before we go. Confidence in an unfaithful man. Yeah, unfaithful man. In a time of trouble, what?
It is like a broken tooth.
Like a broken tooth.
And a foot out of joint.
And a foot, my. You can't depend on it, can you? Not unfaithful. You can't depend on it. Amen. Amen. Shifted to right or left, that's right. No stability. None whatsoever, but God is faithful, and God wants his people to be faithful to him first of all and to one another. Now, I got one scripture I want you all to take home and just meditate on it, some verses here. And now, you got homework, two homeworks. Look up Solomon, David told Solomon to know the Lord. Look that up. And this scripture here, I want you all to meditate on this scripture. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, I was reading this week, or last week rather, I read in Thessalonians, and Lord, these verses of scripture really touched my heart. 1 Thessalonians 3, First Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 11, 12, and 13. Let's read them. Take them home and meditate on these verses. They helped me, and it's something that they're real good, I think. All right. What does it say? Let me read them. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 11, 12, and 13. Let me read them here. Now God himself and our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ direct our way unto you. And the Lord make you to increase and abound in love one to another, one toward another, right? And toward all men, even as we do toward you. Listen at this 13th verse. To the end, he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints.
Amen.
Powerful scripture, I think. Take that scripture and meditate on that. Amen. Something to chew on. Amen. You can chew on that. Come on, my brother. Amen. God is good. Amen. Amen. The word of God is good.